Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings and Hotep. Welcome to the Care to Read Room. You've got your priestess Omiinka 7 Zanu. I'm here to serve you. I am your Malinwa and I'm your advocate as well. Welcome to another day in the Care to Read Room. And thank you for coming to school. Thank you for joining us on our brand new segment. We're just starting out this month on Nature's Remedies. We're going to be discussing the School of Nature's Green Foods this evening. We're going to be talking about those natural minerals and how do we obtain them and what kind of foods can we obtain them from. And the main food that we'll be talking about this evening is kelp. Kelp is a food that we're going to be discussing in detail with you about how you can get your holistic natural sources from all of your trace minerals to your minerals. We'd like to thank you for joining us, ladies and gentlemen. We're coming on a little bit later this evening. We wanted to come on this evening to talk to you about something that's very, very special, and we're going to deviate a little bit to pay homage to this particular week. October the 22nd is the week that young people all over New York and the Bronx have gotten together to discuss their problems with the new laws that are going out in effect. Now, these young people are asking that you will stand with them, acknowledge October the 22nd day, and that day has gone and come, but we just want to recommend you to acknowledge, to call, and to give your support for those young people in New York, and we want to give a shout-out to all of them, and there are several of those young men who are out there on the front line for us. Now, I want you to know that we have a program. In spite of how everything is going, we do know the path that we're on, and we're on a path of righteousness. So one of the things I want you to acknowledge is that we want you to continue to pour libations, call on your ancestors, and stand in the gap for those who are less fortunate. Now, we're going to say a prayer and go right into our topic because we have pretty much used up a lot of our time today. So the topic today is on natural foods dealing with the green natural kelp. I'd like to say a prayer for the family. I'd like to pray for all those who have need of some type of assistance. Father God, we bow our heads before you today, and we say, let the meditation and the words of our mouth be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. On thee do we wait, and on thee do we proceed for help. Guide us on the path of those who are not unrighteous, but on the path of those righteous ones. We ask you to cover every household that's represented here today, Father, and give them the desires of their heart, and help them to be able to stand on the front line against the woes of the devil out there in the society today. Help those young men who are going to court this week, Father. May you intercede and be their judge and their jury and intercede for them. We thank you, and we praise you and magnify you. And for those of you who would like to pour libations, you're welcome to pour a libation. I pour libations for my Maliwa, my mother, which is Yaminja. I pour libation for my father, which is my Baba, Obatala. I turn my head to the left and pour libation. I turn my head to the right and pour libation, giving honor to all the ancestors that they are definitely welcome here today. Now, I'll be talking a little bit faster than usual because of our time constraints. And ladies and gentlemen, we are going to go to a new time, possibly in another week or two. We'll be going to a new time zone, and we'll be bringing on a little bit longer segments so that we can give more of our information out. Now, this topic, we're talking about how to get those green foods in your diet, and we'll be talking about kelp. I don't know if you know how to spell that word, but it's K-E-L-P, and kelp is an actual whole food. And some people may see it in the areas where it deals with the topic of heritage foods, and you may see the sheets of kelp and wonder, what do I do with that? And you probably have even seen it used when it's been used with the rice and it's coupled with the rice and rolled up in the rice. But kelp is a dry leaf that comes out of the ocean that's full of all the essential minerals that you need, and it can be given to children as a dried leaf and used as a dessert for them. It's not a sweet food, but it has all the minerals and the resources you need to get the trace minerals, and we've seen it being used and cooked in various different foods. It's kind of slimy once it's cooked, but you can roll rice in it and eat it and slice it. Kelp is a food that you don't want to misunderstand. It is very powerful. There's a lot of college students that are using kelp. It's a brain food. It builds the brain cells. And those minerals and trace minerals are usually what you're deficient of. You couldn't get a deficiency of vitamins if you try, because of all the foods that you're eating, you're going to get one or two of your vitamins. However, most of our deficiencies are deficiencies of trace minerals. And that's why I thought I would talk about this topic. We are trying to get fit. We are trying to get holistically balanced. And minerals do work a lot with our glands. And if you're not properly balanced in your minerals, you will have a gland deficiency, which will affect your balance and your way of thinking. You have to understand that the minerals are just like fuel and energy that keep us going every day. And without those minerals, you will not function properly. Now, I've even seen where you can actually take this green, slimy, leafy product and add it to your mineral shakes. That's right. You can put it right into a beverage and drink the kelp. And there's kelp powder as well that you'll find at your health food store. You can go and check these places out. Go online and put the word in kelp, K-E-L-P, and Google it and find out all the great substances that it offers for you. But don't be surprised if it doesn't show up as being the king of the minerals. It is highly recognized in spirulina. You will see it sometimes coupled with spirulina. And spirulina can be used as a multiple shake as well. As we talk about these green substances, I didn't say it was pleasurable. Now, some of you may not have the palate for it. You might find that it has such an unbearable taste that you can't bear it. But I say swallow it down and bear it, because it'll be something that you'll be happy you got in the habit of using. Now, a large amount of college students use it because it's a whole food. It can be eaten as a food substitute and a replacement for a meal. If you don't do anything else, buy the dried kelp and munch on that throughout the day and watch how your energy level goes up. Now, it has trace minerals in it. Well, what am I talking about? I'm talking about iron, selenium. I'm talking about magnesium. I'm talking about all of the minerals, and then there's the trace minerals that require a very small amount. But it's very important that you should understand that if you don't have these trace minerals, you can develop all types of deficiencies, such as iron poor blood. So what is that? That means when your blood count has gotten very low, and without all of the necessary minerals in your diet, your iron could cause you to be listless. Young people who go to school and college, they become very drained and more susceptible to a large amount of bacteria and growth. So it's important that you maintain your liability and health through taking whole foods. I didn't say go out and buy a big bottle of kelp, because sometimes people cannot tolerate taking large sums of pills. I recommend highly that you take the food substitutes, because they are whole foods, and you don't have to have other things on your stomach before you ingest the kelp. It is a whole food in and of itself, and it can also be coupled with soups. It can also be put into various different dishes. There are a whole host of recipes out there on the internet that you can use to make with the kelp. The main thing I want you to be familiar with is that it is a natural food, holistic food, and it's a remedy. It's a remedy for any type of mineral deficiency. Now, when they first found kelp, they found it in the oceans, in the seas, and they drug it out of the water and let it dry, freeze, and prepared it to go into the stores for consumption. It wasn't always this dry, plaster taste that you see. You can find it in flakes, and you can find it in powder, and it can be grounded up in all sorts of dishes. Now, mothers, those of you who are very, very good at arranging your pharmaceutical kitchens, you certainly must have kelp on your shelf. Kelp is very good for any type of medicinal purpose, and I want to offer a disclaimer. We're not asking that you believe that we're talking about it as a healer. It is a food, and we are only prescribing it as a food. We are not We would like to offer the disclaimer, we are not putting out there that it will heal anything. It is a whole food. It is a natural food. And when we eat whole foods that are alive, we become alive. If you are consuming foods that do not have any life in them and that do not have an expiration date or a vibration, then you're eating dead food. And we want to make you understand that here today in this classroom, we're talking about how to get fit. We're talking about holistically how to get sound, because some of us are walking around unbalanced. We are not sound in our judgment, and that comes from eating dead flesh food. Now, are we vegetarians here? Do we believe in saving the well and the animals? Yes, we do. And we're asking you to look at how you can become a whole food eater, first of all, and then think about becoming a vegan, someone who eats only vegetables. Now, I'm not a vegan. I'm not there yet. And I don't ask that you be there until you decide how to put a plan together. You have to know how to combine your amino acids before you go talking about being a vegan, because you might find yourself deficient if you don't combine the proper proteins together to get your all your 24 amino acids. It's important that you understand that we can only give you supplements and recommendations. We cannot prescribe anything. We're not doctors in this room. But we would like to see that you are more healthier and wealthy and wise. So we're going to try to give you information on mind, body, soul, and spirit. For those of you this Sunday who would like to make some of these dishes that we're going to be talking about, we're going to basically talk about the whole foods. We're not going to give a lot of recipes out. I do have a website out there called Omi's Omi Inca, or Omi's Organic Broadcaster. I got it right. If you go out on that website, omisorganicbroadcaster.com, you'll see that we advertise medicinal whole foods. That website is talking about, you guessed it, that old dark chocolate that I talked so much about last month. That particular website encompasses all the treats that you can fold and hide into medicinal foods, the dark chocolate. So there's a lots of recipes out there for you men as well as women. Now, I've seen a large amount of men come onto the internet and display their talents in putting together all sorts of recipes that are vegan recipes. You guessed it, vegan. That means that these men are into whole foods as well as becoming vegetarians too. So for those of you who don't know how to prepare these meals and would like more understanding, you can check out my website and see what's out there. But most of it will be for those people who are looking for a delicatessen treat in chocolate. And we're going to change up some of our menu and add some other things out there. Now, the reason why I went this route, let me tell you, my whole path and direction is to go holistic with you and get you involved in the essential oils, which I did a whole segment on previously. These essential oils are so magnificent that you will want to have them in your treasure chest, in your pharmaceutical kitchen, because they are the first medicinal products that were used for healing. And our ancestors use them quite well. They can be ingested. They can be topically applied. They can be placed into infusions so you can inhale them through inhalation. Or they can be auricula poured into the ear cavity. However, you must have an aromatherapist to work with you with those essential oils. You must understand which one are medicinal that you can internally take. You must also understand that there were some that were used in the Bible by Jesus as well as Mary. And those you might know already, frankincense and myrrh, those oils were very, very powerful in energy. They had a vibration, and all oils have vibration. You can check their calibric vibration. They vibrate, meaning that they are alive and they are functional in the body. So they are used for various different disabilities in the bodies and when your body is expressing a disharmony. This classroom that we have here was brought about because of Jamelle Harvey being a naturopathic doctor, having background information to give you. He will be coming on in the future to talk a little bit about his experience in being a holistic naturopathic counselor, coach, if you will. He will be talking about some of the herbs and medicinals. However, my knowledge doesn't lend itself to that extent. My knowledge is very, very vague to a point where I can only accommodate you at a certain point. But we will call upon his expertise to help us along the way. As I said, we are getting ready for a new millennium, making that transition into the new transition of December the 21st, 2012, where we make our transition and we make our peace with our higher selves so that we can make the transition. Are we transitioning into the new system with these old bodies? No, we're not. We're talking about a spiritual man, but we're talking about keeping these bodies as healthy for as long as we can. And it doesn't hurt to give ourselves live food that has a vibration. What do you mean, Omi, vibration? I mean that even the ether in your hair, even the kink in your hair has nice ether that vibrates. It has a frequency. It has a frequency that actually can connect. And from what I've read, that frequency vibrates, and even on that frequency, you can pick up a frequency, a higher frequency, in your kink of your hair, if you have kinky hair. You are picking up vibration, and that is the reason why we're going to get some sisters in here talking about why do you wear your hair natural? What is the point of keeping your hair natural and not changing the structure of it so that it is straight and stripped of all of its vibrational coil? What is the purpose? And why do you feel that you can be close